Welcome back to the land of the purple.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast is on. Going behind the scenes of Kansas State athletics, from the action on the gridiron to the octagon of doom, and much more. Plus, making rounds about the happenings in the community. Triple P is loud and proud and ready to take charge in the Big 12 Conference. Podcasting to the Little Apple, Kansas City, and the world. It's the Purple Project Podcast. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Purple Project Podcast back on the airwaves again this week. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest in Kansas State athletics. And of course, there's a little sprinkle of what's going on in this community as well. The Purple Project Podcast, we're all about that purple here. And I'm actually solo here for this episode. Just got done with the work week, recording this on the final Friday of the month of June 26, 2020. Of course, this is going to be, we're going to put up two episodes this week. That's the plan this week, at least for me anyways. And of course, tomorrow or on Saturday, we're going to do our usual recording weekly, which is the Tuesday episode. So you're going to be getting this, but this is going to be a shorter, much shorter episode than our usual ones that we've been putting up, but great content with co-host Alex A, my co-host Alex Aiden Double A. Of course, before I jump into this half hour-ish of the program, you know where to find me on Twitter, at Eddie_EG3, at Eddie_EG3, and Triple P. Find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and recently iHeartRadio. And I'm going to be posting these episodes here over the weekend to SoundCloud. So you get those on those specific locations, wherever you can find the Purple Project Podcast. Please, please, folks, you live in Manhattan, spread the word about this podcast, this newest K-State podcast. If you need a distraction, I know we've been talking about COVID through some of these episodes that we've already been done. This is episode 7 of the Purple Project Podcast. I'm going to be talking about that slightly, some more, and some recent news that really caught my attention, and I'm really pissed off about that. And also, what's make this podcast a little bit more different than others, I'm going to touch on a little individual and track and field. Also share my story in that and what's going on with the K-State baseball team as well. So let's dive right on into this. Obviously, me and Alex talked about last week on last episode of the Purple Project Podcast the effect of this COVID-19. I apologize for saying that, but this is what's going on right now. Not only here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas, but all over the United States, as we're in the thick of summer now, and we're supposed to be getting rain here this weekend as I'm recording today's podcast. So, and then of note also, like I said, it's already go off the railroad tracks here, but if Alex isn't able to record the weekly episode tomorrow, I'm going to be doing that, taking care of that as well. So, like I said in the prelude, you're going to get solo episodes from me on occasion as well. If sports were to pick back up, the whole plan is to go to go at least two episodes down the road somewhere. But we're getting so slowly established this podcast. So, okay, back to COVID-19. Sorry about that. All right, so, yes, COVID-19. We're supposed to be hearing about what's going on with the K-State football team. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen, at least for another week, because as of last week, yesterday, or tomorrow anyways, K-State had to put things to a halt due to 0 to 14 cases of COVID-19. I haven't heard much. Now, I'm not close to the coaches, obviously, because, yeah, I'm a K-State alum. I live here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm not not quote unquote media, official media yet, but hey, I do this podcast anyways, because yeah, you know what the deal is. But so got that going on. I haven't heard much about that, and the perfect name of this podcast coming from with all this road construction around the stadium, not only just around the stadium, but in multiple parts of Manhattan. So nice little fit to this little podcast that we call the Purple Project Podcast. So no updates on that situation, but the cases here in Raleigh County have multiplied considerably thanks to the bars in Aggieville. Which, I mean, obviously the age difference of 18 through 24, and you know, obviously Governor Kelly has been, well, up to this point anyways, been babying this state. But this recent multiplication of these COVID cases, thanks to the bars being too loose with the rules going on around here. And for probably, I mean, yes, I was scared when this thing first came out, but I'm starting to get a little bit cautious with everything that was going on recently and going back to the conversation last week, me and Alex had about what's going to happen with 20,000 plus students coming here to Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. What's going to happen then? And that's the age range that you're looking at, not only just with the incoming freshmen, but a little older than that. So I mean, you got international students. Now that doesn't even count international students as well. So it's just amazing to me that people don't follow instructions worth a damn. So I mean, is it going on here? I don't know what's going on other campuses, but I know, obviously, I touched on it slightly with a recent guest on my other podcast, NASCAR podcast, the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. That's the other one that I do that's well established. Great, great conversation there, and he touched on a former NFL player at that, and he was a former graduate of Clemson, but he touched on that as well, that there were cases going on Clemson, LSU, recently last week. So, I mean, I can't see, well, I hate to say it, but I don't see a stoppage anytime soon. We all thought, hey, you know, this is going to blow over and all this other stuff, but this thing is going to be here to stay for quite some time, man. The questions, they're only going to start multiplying even more as the summer goes on, as the supposed football, college football, and NFL football seasons get closer to the rise. The Hall of Fame had to close this thing down. The enshrinement of the latest class of the NFL Hall of Fame had to cancel that. The football game as well, due to all this. So I mean, it's only going to get this thing could get. Even, I mean, from a case standpoint, even worse than that. And we're not even in July yet with all this other stuff that's going on. So, really, really, you know, I mean, yes, it's a lesson, but the bars, you knew. If you own a bar in town, you knew the rules going in, and they might have played it too loosely with it, and here we go with. And then that's really, and obviously Aggieville, at least here in Manhattan, Kansas. Now, if you're not living in the state of Kansas, if you're listening to this podcast, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you do, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's probably the second popular most place in all of Aggieville. And so, you can't take this lightly anymore. And if you haven't did it already, then this is an alert case now, because we've already talked about, me and Alex have already talked about some situations, and go back to the last one I talked, the title, the COVID factor. I mean, what does this happen in the situation? You're going to have to go back and listen to that, but we've already touched on it, and again, this is just going to carry on in to, you know, the rest of the way, and we're just going to have to march this even closely. I mean, it's going to affect everything. I mean, obviously, you know the effects on this, obviously, so, and now Major League Baseball finally making a deal, civilization, hey, we got to get at least something going here, and now you're going to have to make adjustments here and there. I'm anxious to see what college football and NFL in general are going to do here. It's still a couple months off, but I mean, still, we're just gonna have to see. And hopefully, once this 14-day cancellation cycle ends for the K-State football team, definitely all eyes will be on that situation and see what happens there, because you're missing, well, obviously, everybody's missing. You're missing that quality reps to get better. This was last week though, but Josh Youngblood was working out at Annenberg Park. He was over there working at Annenberg Park, so getting some work in. So it's, I mean, you don't stop. I mean, you're not in shape now. Chris Klieman has always said that you're gonna get. He said this multiple times that you're gonna get exposed. No question, and especially now. So you have to stay ready for the season at some point like that. So, but like I said earlier, I'm gonna get to the breaking news that really caught my attention as I'm recording this on Friday. This episode will go out first thing Monday on Triple P.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer, the host of the Purple Project Podcast. And of course, usually I have Alex Aiden, my co-host, with me, but I'm recording this right after I got off work on Friday, the weekend, and like I said, teased it, this will be out on Monday, and of course, we're going to be recording our weekly episode tomorrow. If Alex isn't able to do it, he already said he was going to do it, but he might have other obligations tomorrow. So, but either way, it's going to get recorded. So looking forward to that. That's going to be, we're going to be talking about women's basketball on this coming Tuesday's episode. So, definitely looking forward to that. But the recent news, this is honestly, more breaking news. We had breaking news on the podcast last week. More breaking news on this edition of the podcast. And this is from a black person perspective, African American perspective, host this podcast. This is absolutely, I can say multiple words right now, and I'm trying to hold back, but this is absolutely disturbing. And this is from what I've read on multiple tweets from a lot of guys, football players, to Joshua Youngblood, Walter Neal. I'm gonna sum it up based like this. Obviously, we know what's happened in the last month or so with the disturbing deaths of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd. And this tweet was specifically about George Floyd. I'm not going to say it because this really got me up the wall, pissed off and everything else. This is according to what everybody else has tweeted out, a K-State student, and for what he said. And again, I'm not going to tweet what he said because it's all over the Twitter line. So go look for it, and I'm gonna call out the student's name, because I also retweeted this and commented on it. And this kid, let's see if I can find this name right here, because it came up to my attention. Yes, Thomas Lane, and this was the first thing that popped up on my Twitter line, right? And then the original tweet came from this idiot, Jaden McNeil. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. and Keelan Valentine put up, summed up nicely. Just, I have it up right now. As I'm recording this, Friday, June 26th. And he summed it up with one sentence. Christians don't joke around. And I looked at Gina's profile, and it said he's a Christian. If you're a Christian, why the hell are you making this assumption about George Floyd? I have no idea what he was thinking, or he seems to come off as cocky person. I looked at already a couple of tweets, read them, and yeah, I already tell by his tweets now. This, yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously this is the generation of the Twitter haters and whatnot, the Twitter trolls that like to spout and whatnot, and you don't even know the person. Especially if the person does something wrong, you see the Twitter haters all over that person. Well, I just don't understand. I mean, this Jaden character, whatever, should be gone from K-State. Should be gone from K-State. This is a bad look. I'm not a current student, I'm an alum. This is bad. And I'm gonna get the Chris Klieman tweet. Man, losing his name at the moment. There was a recent statement by Richard Myers, president of K-State here. And I don't know, Gene Taylor, there he goes. I don't know why I blacked out of that name. But yeah, this is the breaking news. An inappropriate tweet by this Jaden character. And I'm just going to read Gene Taylor's statement here for y'all. I know I'm recording this on Friday. It's going to go out Monday. So hopefully there's something done by the time this podcast comes out. Because if it's not, we got a problem. Because this is absolutely not how K-State rolls. And me and Alex talked the definition of family. This is not it. This is not it at all. And the dude has no self-awareness whatsoever. And a president, you should be ripped away from that title. But Gene Taylor said, recent tweets from a K-State student downplaying the Black Lives Matter effort in a tragic and senseless death of George Floyd are disgusting and totally inappropriate. Appropriate and not reflective of who we are as a university or athletic department. Going down, and then this is where I first got it. Thomas Lane. I'm aware of the Twitter posting by a K-State student. The lack of basic decency and care for how this post would impact others, especially our Black students, faculty, and staff already emotionally hurting from recent incidents of anti-Black violence is shameful and appalling. Richard Myers, the insensitive comments posted by one K-State student hurts our entire community. Guess what I just said? I'm an alum. Not just the current students, but what does this reflect of K-State alum, or not here in Manhattan, but around the world? Pitiful. And just complete this. These devised statements do not represent for the values of our university. We condemn racism and bigotry in all its forms. Joshua Young, but also too, I can read down here many times here down here. And yeah, obviously, you know, we have a Black K-State does have a Black, I don't know what it's exactly called. I know it, but I can't say it right now because I am. This just reading all of this makes me pissed, outraged, and very upset. What's going on? Like I said, the lack of awareness. This Jaden McNeil. I'm calling you out, Jaden McNeil. What the hell were you even thinking? Why are you saying that? It's not a damn double standard. It's not. It's not a double standard. It's a double standard. And like I said, this dude, if K-State doesn't take swift action. I mean, these comments are spot on, but if there's not action taken within the time this podcast comes out, like I said, there's a huge problem. And obviously, the football players not happy about it. Chris Klieman, our program and our coaches will continue to be a part of the solution. Now, this is the back end. Our program and our coaches will continue to be a part of the solution when it comes to racial injustice. I love our players, and they know I have their backs. Yes, and he's been, obviously, Chris Klein has been obviously 100% in this ball game, but this looks bad. And I kind of got to tie this in with the NASCAR situation with Bubba Wallace. And what happened, the misjudgment or whatever it is with the noose that took place at Talladega last weekend. And for what everybody's overlooking, I want to see pictures of the rest of the garage stalls. Now, this is how, and now, I'm going to be, for those who don't know, I'm a big NASCAR fan. So, maybe, or actually, it should be, it's been all over the news last week or so. FBI said there's no racial instances involved with the situation. I mean, I want to see all the rest of the garage stalls. Because they said it was supposed to be a rope to close down the garages. And this thing, clearly, pictures all over Twitter, NASCAR, all over it. Everybody pretty much tweeted it, including some of my NASCAR friends. Everybody else retweeted it. That thing is exactly a noose. You can't just downplay that. And they said this thing, and to make it even worse than it already was, this happened. This wasn't brought by attention. They went back. And obviously, a NASCAR organization, not going to call them out, said that this was already tied up last year to quote unquote some extent. I mean, that also bothers me as well. And obviously, you can't have fans around that garage area because COVID-19, obviously. But I mean, what's overlooked in that situation? Go back. I want to see the rest of the garage stalls for what it is. Take pictures of the rest of them. Because I'm going to tell you something. If all those garage stalls aren't tied up like that, and specifically that one, now I don't know how. I mean, I don't know why it was brought up last year, obviously, because we didn't ever talk about this. Nobody did. Not even me. Nobody talked about this until the recent instances of what we have seen as it not only, well, speaking from K-State point of view, but as a nation, have we learned not nothing? Have you learned nothing, Jaden McNeil? Have you not learned nothing? Obviously, you didn't. So, yeah, you got to do something about that. And for what it is, for what I'm saying that, this is new. This is big news, obviously. And this guy ripped the president tag off you. And this is not Christian. I got pushed out as a Christian. You say you are, and like I said, I'm not going to retweet what he said about George Floyd. It's on that. You want to go find that out? Go to Twitter and your K-State. It's going to be there. Trust me. It's there, and that really pissed me off. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm as African-American, I can't take that. I'm sick of that. Even before this incident today, I was ordered over what took place. Especially, I mean, I think for me, the Ahmaud Arbery situation really hit it hard for me, being a runner. And by the way, I got a little news on track a few female here in a minute, but I'll get off. So I'll transition that here in a second. But this is absolutely honest. It's damning. And it's a black eye for this university. And they got to do something. Richard Myers, I don't know what this was intended for. But all the football players were very upset. Most notably, Joshua Youngblood. I'm going to go on here, Twitter real fast. Like I said, I'm not going to read this stupid tweet because it's absolutely stupid. What an idiot this dude is. What an absolutely idiot. Brawley Moore has said something. Let's see. Tyrone Lewis. And Tyrone Lewis went out to speak earlier. And I will wrap this segment up on his what he said. Walter Nee already said his a lot. Malik Knowles said something. Denzel Goody did something good this week. Okay, so that's all I got on him. But yeah, Denzel Goody, he was part of something much greater, in a more positive light. But yeah, Walter Neal was absolutely livid. He said, and I'm going to wrap this up with Tyrone Lewis, but Walter Neal, yes, I'm a football player, but I'm a black man first. K-State, get this handled now. This is what I've been saying for this podcast. Shit is ridiculous. I'll say it for him. Shit is ridiculous. And yeah, this, you can't have a person like this representing your university. Get him the hell out of K-State for what it is. I am absolutely livid. Again, all this before this. Yeah, I'm absolutely. Yeah, this is absolutely, absolutely stupid. And Tyrone Lewis, he spoke out about earlier this week. He had a Malcolm X tweet in here, and basically, he said, "Well, just to summarize because it's quite long, but." Yeah, basically saying we have to continue to stand for one another and to be a positive light. So, there you go. So, that's the breaking news. So, more breaking news here on the Purple Project Podcast. A stupid K-State student, apparently a president at some club, went out of his way to be stupid and let his feelings known on Twitter about George Floyd. Again, I'm not going to... Sorry, I'm a repeating horse, but go back and look at that, because that you want somebody to represent your university like that? Hell no. Get the hell out of it with that. You're listening to Purple Project Podcast, EG3 with you solo here for this episode of the Purple Project Podcast.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Ooh, hot Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, the Purple Project Podcast. Of course, usually Alex Aiden, co-host of the podcast as well. Of course, I'm doing this on Friday, so... he'll find out this weekend that I did one. This is going to come out first on Monday. And like I said, hopefully something, penalties or something is handed down to that K-State student named Jaden. And I can go on and on, but got to move on. So I basically made a statement for that. So I wanted to get K-State raise awareness for the track and field now. I almost walked on a track and field team back when I went to K-State. Now, that was back, transferred here to Manhattan from a JUCO in 2010, fall of 2010. Obviously, I did not know. I was not even aware of this track team had produced pretty damn good athletes. Obviously, more notably, it's slipping my mind now, but... For some reason, not really thinking really clearly due to this breaking news, but I have to bounce back. It'll come back to me after the fact. I'll tell you that. But Eric Kennard, most notably, one of the more recent Olympians to participate from K-State here to participate in, and he got a silver medal. If my memory stays correctly in that. He performed very well. And this was back during my days at K-State, which is really 10 years ago. So, yeah, that's actually a decade. How about that? I don't know why I pressed that. But, but yeah, so Eric Kennard, he was a big man. And I had no idea K-State track and field can produce pretty good. I didn't know. I know about Florida State. the team, the colleges in the South, Florida State, LSU, those type of, you know, Arkansas, those guys. I knew about those guys. But K-State, really? Damn. I had no idea that they could produce, I mean, or develop that type of talent. And they have another good apple here in this instance here. Obviously, COVID-19 had to close it down. And hopefully, differences are this year will be different. But I have no idea. We can't predict it right now. But this lady has a second shot. Second chance for senior year. And she tried, I think her goal was to go, according to an article I read, was to go try to go for the Olympic gold. And obviously, the Olympics was supposed to happen this year, or actually this coming, actually by the end of next month. But apparently, the dread word of the year, COVID-19, interrupted all that. So the Olympics have been pushed back to next summer, 2021. And Ashley Petir, I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, apologize for that, but she's a distance player, and she apparently has her sights on trying to get to Olympic trials next year. Of course, Ashley Petir capped off her last outdoor season at K-State as Big 12 runner-up in a discus and made an appearance at her first NCAA championships last year. So with all that, yeah, her focus is on that. And of course, she's been battling she's had quite the journey herself, and then she was also diagnosed with a thoracic outlet syndrome there, a painful condition that compressed the blood vessels around her neck, which required surgery and months of physical therapy, man. So you're talking about that. And I mean, a lot of K-State athletes, or really college athletes in general, have their different journeys on getting to their goals. Ashley is one of them here. And man, that when I read that, I was like, man, that's that. I mean, you sometimes that type of stuff, that medical stuff right there, that's kind of hard to come back from, especially, you know, dealing with, you know, you have your normal injuries, but health, with the ones that deal with health, those are, to me, those are the ones that are most difficult to come back from, because you never know. I mean, life's too short in this world, so yeah, gotta live it to the best, live every day the best that you can, because you never know what's gonna happen tomorrow. You just can't, especially with all this crazy stuff that's happened in 2020. Unfortunately, you just don't know what's gonna happen for you. So to hear, read her success, and I'm a track guy, so put that in perspective. In the Ashley Petir, hopefully down the line, when it comes track season, will be her goal is to try to get to Olympics. So that's good for her there. So wanted to raise that a shout out there on the Purple Project podcast. Now going in to capping off this episode here with you guys today, Eddie Gritter, third here with you guys. Kind of breaking news here on the Purple Project podcast for the second episode in a row with the K-State student and his hardheadedness. Baseball. Want to cap it off with that here to get you out on a positive note here. So K-State baseball was on a roll for all this happened. And haven't talked much about them, only brought them up in some couple episodes here and there. His first name is Coach Pete, but it's not Pete Rose. Man, I'm gonna do this on the spot, but okay, so the K-State was on a roll. Their pitching was actually pretty good, rolling, and then all this happened. So now, these guys are playing. Find out about these guys. These guys are playing. Pete Hughes. There we go. Not Pete Rose. There we go. Pete Hughes. There we go. I knew it was something. Not Pete Rose. Pete Rose. in the same category, but not K-State. So Pete Hughes, the second year coach. Now it's going to be this coming year. If things are in place by then, he'll be in his third year. But Pete Hughes trying to make his statement known for his baseball team. He did that. He wanted to produce pitching and defense. Oh, we saw a lot of that before all this happened. It's unfortunate that I did not get that we, as if me and my wife, have not gone to the baseball game yet. Yeah, I'm pretty unfortunate of that. Of course, we can't get there now because of all this road construction going around College Avenues. but yeah, so you got these four guys. I want to recognize the seniors because, I mean, not no offense, but these four seniors have been playing the last few weeks. Two of them have been playing for the Perfect Timing Red, Perfect Timing College League, that and Cameron Thompson and Casey Ford. Now, Thompson, they're playing in Springdale, Arkansas right now. He and Casey Ford right now. Thompson right now is hitting 263 with a double in RBI and 5 walks in 8 games so far. Thompson went 2, and this is as of yesterday, 2 of 4 with a double and 2 runs scored on June 3rd against P.T. Gray and has hit safely in 4 of the 8 games so far. Perfect Timing has a record of 4-4-1. And you might, now I said Major League Baseball is going to start going here next month, finally. So you might end up due to all this, you might see something like that. Now I don't know, but that's soccer record right there. 4-4-1 for them, and then Thompson's teammate, K-State teammate, and teammate for the Perfect Timing College League, Casey Ford, down in Springdale, Arkansas. Now Ford is a pitcher, 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA after 2 starts. Ford threw for three scoreless innings back on June 9th against the Sinalot Black, striking out 4 and allowing 3 hits. In his second start, the senior right-hander only gave up 1 hit in his 1 2-thirds frames and 2 unearned runs over 4 2-thirds of work. Ford has struck out 7 with 4 hits against him and 2 walks. And like I said, 4-4-1. Other two seniors here, Luke Hawsworth, he's playing for the Midwest National Blues team for the Show Me League. Hawsworth is playing, well, I already said that, and he's had, there were no stats scoring with him right now. And the same can go for Caleb Littlejim. This is a familiar name for me. Caleb Littlejim. That's an interesting last name, but I laugh at his last name. But he's right now playing for the D-Bat Staten right now. That's a D-Bat Collegiate League right now. And there were no stats available for him, but the only stat shows for him and what I came across was the team right now is 3-4-1 right now as of June 17th. That's almost a week ago. So, seniors being active right now, and the Bowl baseball team really has been active. I look down that list, the whole entire team right now is being active right now, and that's a good thing for that team. And that's an unfortunate thing. So, you're talking about spring ball, and you throw in track and field as well. Nobody doesn't know about this and yet, but I actually worked out and I thought this came up to my memory weirdly during this week. I don't know why I left this out, but I worked out with the baseball team or some camps or some tryout or whatever it was. I can't think about it, but I believe it was some camp back when because I was back and forth between baseball and track. And yes, I played baseball when I was little and I played all the way through high school until break caught, and then I switched over to track. But yeah, so I worked out with the baseball team, got to hit a little bit, did all other stuff, and I did feel pretty good. So I was in a rock and a hard place at that time, and I'm not And yeah, that was probably more tougher decisions that I had to make in my time at K-State, coming from a JUCO college in Great Bend, Kansas. So yeah, had to bring that up there. So a lot of people forget that. Yeah, I'm a marathon runner now. But yeah, football player and baseball player were the main things I focused on, or me and my family. Well, back my parents, that's what we focused on. We focused on that pretty hard. So yeah, had to share that with y'all here on the Purple Project Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III. Just a couple of minutes with you guys on this episode. Now remember, the breaking news I just talked about in the middle of this episode, yeah, we'll just keep an eye on that, and hopefully action's already taking place as I speak. But yeah, this episode won't come out, episode 7 of the Purple Project Podcast won't come out till Monday, and then back-to-back episodes, so one on Monday and our normal episode on Tuesday. So, available or not, we're going to show must move on. Now, we got some topics to talk about, including women's basketball. We've been putting that on the back burner due to all this breaking news. But yes, we promised to get you women's basketball talked about here, and then we'll focus on a position for K-State football in the next episode. But yeah, K-State baseball, track and field, all of that had to come to close due to COVID-19. So very, very unfortunate on that end. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that. And definitely, definitely a lot more statements coming out with the breaking news here this morning, which was happened. So I'm breaking it to you as I'm recording this podcast at lunch hour. So which I'm hungry and a little disturbed about what I came across when I popped up my Twitter line this morning around 9. So yeah, that's what's happened there. K-State baseball trying to stay busy, or at least the entire team is. And so we'll see what happens at that front end. So we'll put a book to that. Again, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. And of course, the Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Right now, we're only on, for right now, the time being, Apple Podcasts. Please tell your friend, you live here in Manhattan or Junction City or Wamego, try to get the word out. Please tell your friend about the podcast, or your friends live outside of Kansas or moved out there and they're a K-State alum or a big K-State fan. Please spread the word about this podcast. Of course, Spotify, we're on there as well. Audio Boom, forgot to mention them. Recent Getter, iHeartRadio, and then all these episodes will soon be posted. I'll go to work on that this weekend. Got a busy weekend, but I'll go to work on that, try to fit that into my schedule and get that to SoundCloud as well. So yeah, definitely another jam-packed episode here this afternoon on lunch hour. I'm about getting me some lunch because I'm hungry, and we'll see what happens moving forward. But yes, I'm not going to say what I've already been said. It's out there. I've said it. So hopefully K-State can take swift action on this K-State student who decided to be absolutely ignorant about what's been going on in the last month of the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. For Alex, Aiden, and Coast, Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Episode number 7. We'll talk to you next time on Triple P. And don't forget, here come them cats.
Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.